I thought the 2 minute drill was good work. You just can't not get enough work as far as the different types of situations, the mechanics, the substitutions, and so forth. So I was very pleased with the 2 minute work. Very pleased with the no huddle, the two segments of no huddle there at the end. You know, just playing up tempo, and you just got to keep changing. Changing up as much as you can, because that's really what gets our players ready to play and trying to cover all the different situations that occur. Today was a review day for us. We've had an opportunity to go back and review the first five installations, and I thought today was a good solid day. The younger players got a lot more reps today because we had a vet select group that we held out probably 8 or 9 of our veterans like we traditionally have on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. So that was a good solid day.
Is holding those vets out more about getting a look at those younger guys or just giving some of those guys rest?
I think it's a combination of a couple elements. Number one, you look at how many games they've played. You look at how many years they've been in the league. You see what their bodies have been through. So from a medical standpoint, it's just being smart. And the second part of it is you never have enough reps for your younger players. So that's really the design of it. And I've been very pleased with the way it's worked in the past, and, especially with us being as young as we were in the past. I think it really fits into our program here.
Mike, what are your impressions of not the top five receivers, because you kind of know what you have, but those other guys are fighting for maybe spots in other places. What do you think of their work ethic and how they perform so far?
Well, you can see Brett and Jake being here a year definitely helps. I can't say enough about the progress that they've made, and the younger players are. They're in that time of training camp where you're about halfway through the installs. They're fighting to hold on, fighting to get it right as far as what they're doing and so forth. But it's a really competitive group, top to bottom. And I think that Donald Driver and Greg and all the way down, they set such a standard there, and just the way we operate in the classroom and the amount of time that the quarterbacks and receivers are spending together in training camp, which you normally wait till end season. So it's a great learning experience for those young receivers, and they're doing a good job keeping up.
What do you think from James Jones?
I like to say he's back. James last year was one of the stars of training camp. I thought he had an incredible training camp last year, and he hurt the knee up in the Denver preseason game, and it's something that was with him all year. So he looks like he's back to full strength.
Any update on DJ Raji, and how far do you feel he's falling behind as a result of that injury?
I do not have an update on BJ's contract situation. It's the same as it's been every time I've asked. So, and he's behind. I think it's obvious. It's important for players to be here at training camp. If it wasn't, we wouldn't have training camp. So it's important that he gets in here as soon as he can.
Mike, has this become like a kind of a game week with your practice here late in the week that BJ's not here, that you maybe can't put him out there Saturday night, even if he does sign in the next day or two?
Oh, those are really questions that I think we need to ask when we get to see him. I have no idea until I watch him go through the conditioning run test that we put all of our players through, and we'll use that to evaluate BJ when he gets here.
How important is that family night practice to evaluating, especially the guys on the back end of that roster?
Family night is an important step in the process of training camp. It's our first opportunity to have a game atmosphere, which I don't know how many teams can say that. Based on our scrimmage, it's just an incredible environment that our fans create for us. That most teams probably have 10,000-15,000 people that they're playing in front of. So for our younger players, it's a great opportunity to get out there and see what it's supposed to look like. It's a great opportunity for our coaches, particularly a new defensive staff, to go through their operations and communications and so forth. It's pretty much a dress rehearsal. So, but it's one step in the process of our evaluation of picking this football team.
Maybe extra careful with the medical guys come Saturday night?
We'll be smart. I mean, we're not going to go out and trying to win the family night. I mean, so winning the family night is staying healthy. So,
Mike, Deshaun Wynn, I know it's early, but is he one of those younger guys that's really taken another step and showed you something in this early part of camp?
Well, I think what you see from Deshaun Wynn, he's always had the ability to play at a high level, but it's that next step that you look for in a lot of your younger players. Can he do it every day? I think he's had a very good training camp. It's his best training camp, you know, so far in his career. You know, but he has to do it every day. That's what he needs to get done, because he's played at a high level for us in the past when he's had opportunity in the regular season games. But you know, that's the question he needs to answer.
Are you any closer to determining your number ones on the offensive line?
We won't make no determination today. That's something. And once we get family night, probably a couple preseason games under our belt, we'll look to make a decision.
What are your impressions of Evan Moore at this point, and how hard is it to do what he's doing out there with a splint on his?
No, Evan's he's fighting through it. He made the transition at positions last year. You know, he's changed his body for the amount of lean muscle mass he's put on through the off-season program, and really just being on IR last year. So he's battling. It's different for him playing in line as much as he has. I know last year was the first step, but I like to see him get healthy. I think it would help him, but he's definitely making progress. I mean, that's a tough transition.
With Ryan Grant, are you starting to see that explosiveness, or is that going to come maybe with the scrimmage and going forward with the preseason games?
I think Ryan's had a very solid camp. You know, it's really our first time going through a full camp with Ryan. We acquired him the first year after training camp, and then last year obviously he had the hamstring injury. So we get better every day. And I talk about the philosophy of the offense. You need to be strong up the middle, and the only way to get strong up the middle is to make sure those guys practice every day. I'm talking about the center, two guards, quarterback, and a halfback. So when those guys are together every single day, months and years, and tying that together, that's when the real offenses get clicking. And obviously you want everybody there every day, but we've had some moving parts in those positions, and I think the more we're able to lock them down and get the constant reps with those players, I think the efficiency of our offense will stay at a high level.
Do you need Grant to be a workhorse this season, or do you think you have enough in reserve where you can kind of maybe limit them to 20 carries or whatever?
I mean, really, the games dictate that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how many carries he has. I mean, he's a starting halfback, so he'll be the primary focal point when we establish our game plans week in and week out. So, really, the flow of the game. The ideal game, would he run it 50 times? Is that going to happen? Probably not. So, if he's touching the ball 20 times a game, I think we're giving him plenty of opportunities to be a productive player.
Mike, obviously you set the tone with passion. All your coaches seem to be getting after him with such passion. Can you say that about Kevin Green? Is that what you like most about him?
Well, every coach has a coaching style. It's within their personality. We captured something here Tuesday night that we needs to stay as far as our practice environment. Now, we had some of the garbage that went on after the plays. We need to eliminate that. But the pace that these guys are practicing and the tempo and the coaches competing, I mean, that's how you get better. So that's what it's supposed to look like.
Mike, despite the off-field distractions, how has Nick Collins been in this early part of camp?
I've never seen a distracted Nick Collins. Even his time here in the spring, and he's Nick's all about business. He knows that he just needs those reps. He knows what it looks like and understands what he's supposed to do from the book, and he'll pass all those tests. But he's like any other player. You need the live reps. You need the communication when the bolts are flying, and the tight end's moving the tight end and shifting and motioning and all that. And that's what he's getting. I mean, he's an exceptional player back here. He's showing you what he's all about from the number of plays he's already made in camp. So Nick and Atari both. They just need to keep getting those reps.